today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about the best way to approach the Quran. Today, Monday, is the 23rd of Jamadil Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to verse 29 of chapter Sa'd.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi waliyatadhakkara ulul albab.
This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that they might reflect upon its verses, and that those of understanding would be reminded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Holy Quran is surely blessed. Its recitation, reflection, history, reasoning, story, the examples of sciences, hidden news, similes, bits and forbids, all in all are full of mysteries and secrets. Quran is for contemplation, and it is not merely for taking a good omen to its apparent. And contemplation in the Quran is for admonition, else there may happen that a person perceives the scientific secrets of the Quran, but it causes his pride.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
As we follow this topic, the best way to approach the Quran, we have the Holy Quran contains Allah's message to all people. Yes, of course. It tells people how to act correctly. It guides us to correct way of life in this world. The Book of Allah, the Holy Quran, also talks about life after death. It tells us that Allah has prepared paradise for good people and hell for bad people. The Quran encourages the worship of only one God who creates and provides for them. The book forbids people from evil and condemns those who do wrong. It contains the stories of the past prophets and the examples of bad and good people. People are advised in the Quran to be good to others and respect them. It teaches people to live in peace and harmony, fulfilling the very purpose for which the Quran was sent.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the different approaches to the understanding of the Holy Quran. There has not been any Orientalist either who would begin the study of the Quran by saying, let us trace from the earliest of the manuscripts of the Quran to see what was included in it and what was not. The Quran is absolutely free from this kind of investigation necessary in case of such books as the Bible, the Torah, and every other ancient or not so ancient work. Only for the study of the Quran, no such questions arise, and the Quran is far above the usual norms of authenticity and the crafts of manuscripts reading. Moreover, besides the fact that the Quran is one of the heavenly scriptures and has been regarded by its followers as the most basic and authentic proof of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, claim to prophethood, and as the greatest of his miracles, the Quran, unlike the Torah, was not revealed at one time and was not subject to later difficulties in distinguishing the true manuscript. The verses of the Holy Quran were revealed gradually during a span of 23 years. From the very first day, the eager Muslims memorized its verses, preserved and recorded them. These were the days when the Muslim society was quite a simple society. No other book existed besides the Quran, and the Muslims were inevitably inclined to memorize its verses. Their clear, unmarked minds and their powerful memory, their general ignorance about reading and writing, all these factors assisted them in acquiring and retaining the information regarding the Quran. This is the reason why the message of the Quran, which was so congenial to their sensibilities and their natural propensities, got effectively imprinted on their heart like inscription on a stone. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
When speaking is about ways of approaching the Quran with purity of intention, we should never forget that nor should you come to the Quran with the fixed intention of finding support for your own views, notions, and doctrines. For if you do, you may then hear an echo of your own voice in it, and not that of God. It is this approach to the understanding and interpreting of the Quran that the Prophet has condemned. And nothing could be more unfortunate than to use the Quran to secure for your own person worldly things such as name, esteem, status, fame, or money. You may get them, but you will surely be bartering away a priceless treasure for nothing, indeed even incurring eternal loss and ruin.
هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر أطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن
Who sent the Quran? Another important point that helps us again benefit from the Quran is that it is the book of Allah. While it may seem obvious, we tend to overlook. All the teachings, commands, prohibitions, wisdom, and stories have been revealed by none other than Allah, the creator of the universe, the most knowledgeable, the most wise, and the most loving. Can he who loves you more than your mother command something that is harmful for you? Can he who is all-wise and all-knowing say something that is wrong? Whatever he has given us in the Quran is 100% true and perfect. This is why Allah reminds us again and again that it is he who has revealed the Quran. Moreover, it also clarifies that the Quran is universal and for all times. Allah knew what was to come and he knows what is to come in the future. Quran is for the whole mankind till the last of days. It is likewise applicable in all places and in every era.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ This Quran is in no way or shape or form like any other book in that it brings both spiritual as well as physical healing. Hence you find that the Holy Beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam beautifully mentions that the superiority of the Quran over all other kalam is like the superiority of Allah over his creation. As you recognize just by this, the importance of this particular holy book. The Ahlul Bayt, no doubt, as you and I, each and every one of us know very well, paid most attention to the Holy Quran. Our holy fourth Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Sajjad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is narrated to have said that if whoever's in the east or whoever's in the west is perished and nobody remains alive, I would not feel lonely because I have the Holy Quran. Indeed, that is a highlight and reflects of the relationship that the glorious family of the Prophet had with the Book of Allah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, which was about the best way to approach the Quran. Inshallah, we continue this interesting and, of course, essential topic. Thank you very much and keep us in your dua and supplications. Till another meeting, have a nice time.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفي